Jesus talked about how no man can have two masters. He's going to love one and hate the other. Who is your master today? Is it your flesh? If it's Jesus, I encourage you to come out of the world, ma'am, and come out of the church systems and obey him in how you live, talk, act, dress, spend your money, who you associate with. Americans have a Jesus that goes on their bumper sticker, hangs on their neck with a metal cross. He's in a building for a religious service on Sunday. That's not the biblical Savior. He can't save you. That's a false Jesus, 2 Corinthians 11:4, that Paul warned about. False Jesus, false gospel, false spirit. But to know the true Savior, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is light. No man comes to the Father but by him, Acts 4:12. Many Americans, most all Americans, don't even know the Word of God. Yet Jesus said, thy word is truth, and you're sanctified by the truth. If you don't know the truth of God's word and you're not trying to keep it, you're not sanctified. That means you're not purified for the kingdom of God. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it to the kingdom of God. Eternal life is a free gift from God. We talked about this before. That doesn't mean you don't have to labor in it. You could never labor to get it, but we must labor in it. You want proof of that? Let me give you an example. When two people get married, a man freely gives his life to his wife, and a wife freely gives her life to a husband. You can't earn that, buy it. It's freely given. But once they enter the marriage covenant, which God ordained, they both have to work and labor to make the covenant work. It's a free covenant. My wife and I got married. It didn't cost anything. We freely committed to each other. But every day we have to work in it, and we can destroy it. We can leave it. We can defile it. We can sin against it and our God. So salvation's a free gift. It doesn't mean you don't labor and work because of what Christ is doing in you. It's a false gospel of the American church system that tells you it's a free gift, not of works. Right. You can't be good enough to earn it. That doesn't mean God doesn't require that you walk in righteousness and holiness because you know him, you have him, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is working in you. The Bible says in 1 Thess 5, test all things. Most Americans have not tested their life, their church, their beliefs to the Word of God. What's going to happen on Judgment Day is you're going to be separated from Christ and sent to weeping and gnashing of teeth as a worker of iniquity, because you live your own life, you live your own way, you do what you want. That's called rebellion against God. God requires that you turn your will to obey him. And if you think, wow, this street preacher's kind of hard, he's calling out a whole bunch of sin to warn you. I have a question for my American neighbor. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? One. How many sins did it take for God to destroy two priests in Leviticus 10 for their false worship and strange fire? One. How many sins did it take to keep Moses out of the Holy Land? One. Let's move to the New Testament. How many sins did it take for God to burn Ananias and Sapphira, a husband and wife that were believers in the new covenant under the grace of God? How many sins did it take for Ananias and Sapphira to lose their life? One. Let's go to the rich man. Jesus is talking to a rich man, and the guy says, how do I inherit eternal life? Jesus says, keep the law. The guy says, I've done that. Jesus said, the Bible says, because Jesus loved him, he says, one thing you lack will keep you out of the kingdom. And it's because you love your money. What one thing do you lack, neighbor? American neighbor, what one sin? Probably many sins. But let's just be fair and say, what one sin are you keeping? Pride and vanity? Feminism? Your love of politics? Your love of money? Lust, greed, anger, false traditions like Christmas and Easter that God hates? What one sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom, neighbor? Christ is so loving and worthy and merciful. He's worth laboring to remove the sin out of your life as fruit that you know him. What person, I have a question. What person that has $1 million credit card bill and their father gracefully pays it off for them goes and runs up their credit card bill even more? What person does that? A grateful person? No. An ungrateful, rebellious, sinful person continues to abuse their father's grace and their father's goodwill. That's you Americans. That was me before I was born again. I was living a rebellious life in the church system, in sin and worldliness, counting on Christ's blood to cover me. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Make sure you're living for the right kingdom. I was relying on all those false ways to cover me, not the blood of Christ, and walking in obedience and holiness. Ponder that. Think about that. How worthy is Christ? Is he worthy of leaving 10 sins, 5 sins, 1 sin? Or is he not worthy at all to you? If he's not worthy, you don't know him. If you just don't care what God's word says, you don't know God. If you think you're going to make it by grace alone, faith alone, not one Bible verse teaches that, and you're going to be sorely deceived on judgment day. We'll talk about America, what nation America is. America is a corrupt nation, not a godly nation. We will talk about that as we go.